from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ronnie Bell, like they've taken a lot of receivers, man.
And we'll see about him. Let's go to Nate in Virginia. Nate, what's happening? Good morning, Nate. You're on the roast.
Guys, I just wanted to get a quick quick opinion on what's the odds that you think Lynch will come back and say, hey, obviously, B.A., you want to go somewhere to win, you want money, can we meet at like 29? Because at this point, he's the best wide receiver on our team. I mean, I love Debo, but he's a gadget guy, right? He don't run the route tree. Ricky Purcell, we don't know yet, right? And I don't trust his organization in first-round draft pick, early or late.
Yeah. What else you got, Nate? You want to keep B.A.? You want to keep B.A., right?
I want to keep – we need to. I mean, other than the Amari Cooper deal, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
I mean, Amari Cooper fits the system. He doesn't fit the system exactly, but he's a good wide receiver. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And we look at the rest of the wide receiver depth chart. Like I said, Debo, he's a wide back, right? He's a gadget player. He's special. He does different things. He's hard to replace. But he doesn't run the route tree.
Right.
Well,
the money things. Let me ask you real quick before you move on, Shasky. I keep hearing B.A. wants this and B.A. wants that. Do we know for sure what he wants?
We don't even know exactly what New England offered, because I saw some reports saying 28.5.
Yep.
And I saw other reports that said 32.5.
Right.
It's a big difference.
And the Niners, and reports are the Niners haven't engaged in talks since May. With Brandon Ayuk, I don't know what's what.
So here's the question that I have. Like, without knowing the money, I read an article about the Eagles with Jalen Hurts and Sirianni.
ESPN.
And apparently they couldn't stand being, or Jalen Hurts couldn't stand being in the room with him.
Yep.
And they were questioning his X's and O's. Whole nother conversation. Yep. Would love to have that about the Eagles moving forward. I think Belichick's going to be there. That's a hot take. Put it in the, can you put that, just put that off to the side. Belichick will be the Eagles coach in a year. But I think we underrate that you have to be in these meeting rooms and you spend so much time with all of these players. And I'm asking out loud, can everyone kiss and make up? Can we all find a way to be in rooms together and to study and to practice and to play together and work together and look each other in the eye? I would like to think everyone can be professional, but there are times where people feel like their feelings are hurt.
I do wonder if it's salvageable, and that's something I want to ask Herm Edwards when he comes on. Can they repair this relationship? Can they get on the same page and make this work? Because I do think that Brandon Ayuk, man, you're in a dynamic offense. And look, Pittsburgh may have something cooking down the line here, but we don't know. Arthur Smith's going to run the same kind of the same system, not the same system as Shanahan, but they're going to run the ball a lot with Najee Harris and Jalen Warren. And then, you know, you have George Pickens there who wants his targets. You have Darnell Washington, a backup tight end from Georgia. He's going to want to get in the mix. Freiermuth is a damn good tight end. He's going to get some targets. You're going to be in a similar system to where you're not going to be getting 15 targets a game or 12 targets a game. You're not going to be treated like Justin Jefferson. And, you know, I'm hearing a lot about, you know, Amon-Ra St. Brown, right? He's like the heart and soul of the Detroit Lions. But they also, you know what their identity is? We're going to play smash mouth football, and we want to be as 50-50 as possible. So we're going to use David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs. We're going to run the ball behind this offensive line. Detroit's a very, very physical team. And what got them that 24-7 lead was they were averaging 7 yards a carry against the 49ers the football. So Amon-Ra St. Brown will get the targets in the pass game, but at some point, J-Mo Williams is going to want targets. He still has Sam Laporta there. So, look, man, I feel like this is the best situation for B.A., for the 49ers, this is the best receiver you drafted in many, many years outside of Deebo Samuel. Let's make this work. We don't want to lose B.A. And then moving forward, who's going to be Brock Purdy's number one target? Like, I envision a wide receiver room with Ricky Pearsall and Brandon Ayuk moving forward and alongside Juwan Jennings. Like, what? Let's make this work. This guy's a good player. This is a good team. Is it Parag Marate who's got his fingerprints all over this? Like, Kawakami said it, and now it's got me thinking, damn, is Parag Marate driving the line here? Is he drawing the line saying, no, this is what it is? I don't like that. I don't like it, Shasky. Well,
and this is why I keep coming back to Kyle Shanahan, because when there was stalemates in previous negotiations, Bosa and the Trent Williams situation, Kyle Shanahan interjected. And Kyle Shanahan went to the front office from reports and said, get this done. So I wonder, like, is he a get this done? Because I think that's telling too, yeah. B. Like, if Kyle Shanahan thinks that they can, like, if he thinks the juice isn't worth the squeeze, that's interesting to me. Now we have a different conversation, because if Kyle Shanahan, the architect of this offense, thinks that he can move on right now from Brandon Ayuk, wow, that's telling.
Yeah, that's a lot of confidence in
a lot of things.
And in Brock Purdy
himself.
It's a lot of confidence in himself and his play calling. It's a lot of confidence in Ricky Pearsall.
Yes.
It's a lot of confidence in Juwan Jennings and Chris Conley and maybe Jacob Cowan.
So
maybe Trent Taylor. So you are listening to 95.7 The Game. We get the legal in. KGMZ, FM, and AC1 San Francisco and IC Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The fact that Shanahan appears to be annoyed because Ayuk is on the field but he's not practicing. Again, we broke this down. He basically said, yeah, Bosa shouldn't get on the field. I understand the situation. Well, what don't you understand about the Brandon Ayuk situation? It's like they're not the same player. We're not comparing Bosa and Ayuk. We're not comparing Ayuk to Deebo Samuel, but the situations are similar. So now you draw the line on Brandon Ayuk. Oh, he ain't practicing with us. Forget this guy. Well, Bosa was in Florida.
Well, I don't think it's the specifics of he's not practicing with us. I think it's just the totality of everything that's going on behind the scenes, the timeline. Like, I think it's everything. And I think he's probably feeling like, yeah, we kind of mishandled this.
Yeah.
He won't come out and say it. No one's going to come out and say, yeah, we've been botching this. You don't do that in the middle of it.
This is what I wonder with this situation now. That's happened. Maybe we did this yesterday a little bit, but I'm curious, the 49er fans, as we get ready for camp and this situation is overshadowed, who's playing well at camp? Fred Warner's had a good camp. Juwan Jennings had a good George Odom's had a good camp. Deebo Samuel's had a good camp. But how many 49er fans don't want to salvage this relationship? How many 49er fans are just out on Brandon Ayuk all the way?
So I had 3 softball games last night and a variety, and I played first base in the last one, and a variety of people would get to first base and they'd say, what the hell is going on with Brandon Ayuk? I don't know. Well, why can't he just come in and play? I don't know. Well, is he going to stay or is he going to go? I don't know. Well, I'm over him then. I'm just like, wow. Like a lot of people.
I'm over him.
Yeah. They're over him. But I think most people, I'm over him. But if he wants to come and play for us, I'll take him in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Like, that's the fan setting, you know? Yeah, like, I'm over him, but if he stays with us, then I'll be rooting for him week 1.
So how many fans feel like that? 888-957-9570. Are you over Brandon Ayuk? Do you just want to move on from him to resolve this situation? Or do you want to do everything in your power to try to bring this guy back and keep him as a member of the 49ers? Because he does help give this offense the best chance to thrive. It's a lot of pressure to put on everybody else. when we talk about the route running and the one-on-ones and everything like that. What's going on here? How are you feeling, 49er fans, as we get ready for week one of the preseason game? And by the way, I would not play Brock Purdy at all in preseason if Big Trent Williams is not in camp. If Trent Williams is not there and Trent doesn't play preseason anyway, I'm not playing Brock Purdy these days. And I know it sounds crazy.
Last year when he was coming off the elbow injury, it made sense to play him. They played him for that one drive. Remember they went down the field and scored right away when the field was super dry and sandy and it was the third game.
I don't even remember the preseason.
Yeah, I do. They did like a Debo, a couple of sweet Debo plays, and everybody looked good.
Because I know Buffalo's playing Josh Allen this week in the quarter. Caleb Williams is playing for the Bears. Andy Reid's playing his guys for the first quarter. He believes in playing
Andy
the preseason.
Andy Reid always does.
Yeah, he always does. He plays. He believes in that stuff. So,
but here's the question that I'm curious if you have an answer on.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What if I told you Kyle Shanahan would tell me and you, you know, who's the number one option? And he says this. Well, in my offense, the open man.
Yeah, he would say that. I believe that's what he thinks.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He like a faceless avatar.
On this play, when they run this defense, exactly. This guy's going
to
be
if
open.
If this guy runs the route the way he's supposed to and we block it up and the quarterback times it out, the faceless X, you know, avatar is the guy who's the number one.
That's why I don't get caught up in, well, this guy's a number four option. This guy's a, well, Devo, if Brandon Ayuk's a number one, if say hypothetically Brandon Ayuk is the number four option, because I'm with you. I don't think Shanahan thinks like that. I think Shanahan just thinks my play is going to work. This guy's going to be open. But if he is the fourth option, he led the team in receptions and receiving yards. Is it the first time in NFL history a quote-unquote number four option led the team in receiving yards and catches? That's insane
wild
to me.
No, I'm
that is insane
you
to me. So, and I think about some of the big plays. It's some like the Washington Commanders game. Brock Purdy's rolling around. He throws it across the field. Who's he hit? Brandon Ayuk. The Seattle game, Thanksgiving, where an almost made Kyle Shanahan throw his headset. Oh, I didn't want you to throw it there. That's not the read. Who did he throw it to? Brandon Ayuk. When it was time to break open the Tampa Bay Buccaneers game, deep down the field, who did he throw it to? Brandon Ayuk. Third down in an NFC Championship. Key third down in the red zone. We got to score, man. We got to get a touchdown now. We're going to lose this game. We're going to lose out on the chance to go to Las Vegas. Who did he find? Brandon Ayuk.
But this is also the same family that when everyone valued running backs at a certain value, they said, no, they're replaceable. So could Kyle be starting a trend in his own mind? Again, I'm not ripping him. I'm like elevating him here, where it's like everyone in the league is overvaluing wide receivers. And we actually think they're more replaceable than you think they are. Not that they're not important. We just drafted one in the first round. But that I can get comparable production out of a variety of guys where everyone else is in investing $30 to $60 million in 1 to 2 players at the wide receiver position. I actually am viewing it the way we viewed running backs 10 years ago, which is, no, they're more replaceable than you think, and I can get comparable production. But, just asking out loud.
Well, it's funny because the Chicago game, and we're going to break here, but the Chicago game, when they lost it with Trey Lance and Elijah Mitchell got hurt, and remember I came back out, I was like, I think we need a running back. I think we need a home run hitting running back. The hell with platooning running backs, the Jeff Wilson Jr.'s, the Tevin Coleman's, the Elijah Mitchell's, all these guys. And you finally got a home run hitting quarterback. And look, you've averaged 30 points a game since you got that home run hitting quarterback, running back. So don't undervalue. Don't try to say, hey, everybody's replaceable, because obviously they're not. You need home run hitters at these positions. All right, more coming up here on the roast. Dave Fleming coming up on the other side. We'll talk some Giants here, some Giants. They get a big win last night in the nation's capital. Then we'll jump right back into Brandon. How you can afford it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.